Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
I welcome my colleague, Cleo Pascal, of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, testifying before members of Congress most recently. The title of Cleo's testimony, Examining the Office of Insular Affairs' Role in Fostering Prosperity in the Pacific Territories and Addressing External Threats to Peace and Security. This is about Oceania, yes, that vast part of the planet that is the Pacific. It's about states within Oceania who are part of a battlefield right now, not a kinetic battlefield, but an influence-peddling battlefield. On one side is the People's Republic of China, meaning to secure basing and influence outside of the First Island Chain in the event of conflict, kinetic conflict. Cleo's introduced me to many of these states, and right now we're dealing with the United States of America. That's right, this is American territory. One, U.S.-American Samoa. Two, U.S. Guam. And three, U.S. Northern Marianas. Cleo, a very good evening to you. In your testimony, you have one heck of a quote from a Chinese official, not named, saying to an American official, you take everything east of the Hawaiian Islands, we'll take everything west, and we won't be in conflict. What's he pointing to? Why did he say that? And did he have a smile on his face? Good evening to you, Cleo.
Good evening. I wasn't there, so I don't know how deadpan he was about it. But what this is an indication of is how important this Oceania heartland is. Now, we often talk about the Mackinder's heartland theory and he who controls Eurasia controls the world island. But in the 21st century, and actually for much of the 20th century, the power that controlled the Central Pacific had the ability to dictate the nature of economic and political structures that grew out of it. And that's why, there are these territories there. All of these territories were born out of, their relationship with the U.S. was born either out of war or out of strategic contest. So Guam became part of the U.S. as a result of the Spanish-American War. American Samoa was a result of contestation between U.S., Germany, and the Brits in that part of the Pacific. And CNMI became part of the U.S. as a result of the Second World War and concern over the Soviets. So today we're talking about China and the Pacific, but over the years we've talked about Spain, the Germans, the Japanese, the Soviets. There's a constant contestation for control over what the U.S. has turned into a buffer between Asia and the Americas and created a free and open Indo-Pacific based off of it. But if the Japanese had won World War II and controlled up to Hawaii, which is what the Chinese are talking about now, you'd have a very different economic structure and growing out of that very different political control. And it's this battle for systems that is based on control over geography that is at the heart of the contestation for this region. And the people who care about freedom have had it easy for the last 80 years because it was under control of countries that care about freedom. And the term control sounds like dominance, but that's not what it is. It's creating the environment in which freedoms can flourish. The Chinese do not want that. They want to create an environment in which the control means shutting down of freedoms and operations that are at the service not of humanity and prosperity and growth for all, but for the benefit of the Chinese Communist Party.
You include in your testimony remarks by the Governor Arnold Palacios of the Northern Marianas. Quote, The U.S. territories of the Northern Marianas, Guam, and American Samoa firmly anchor America's position in the Pacific, and together with the freely associated states, create a vast corridor of peace and security that spans nearly 3 million square miles and connects to the seas of other allied nations. My translation of that is, looking at a map you provided, what those entities actually create is a connection between Hawaii and the Philippines and Japan. And any one of those taken out of the mix would threaten all of them. Is that a fair conclusion as to what's going on here? Why China wants to interrupt?
Yeah, absolutely. And China has a really good piece of research done by Toshi Yoshihara, where he studied how the Chinese, and in particular the PLA, studied the Pacific theater. Because Japan could hit Pearl Harbor because they had control over the whole Central Pacific. From 1914, they took territories from Germany after the end of World War I, and they had control over exactly the same area that Governor Palacios is describing. CNMI, Palau, Marshall Islands, Federated States of Micronesia, the freely associated states, were all under Japanese control for 30 years. And that allowed them to build up and harden their military infrastructure and be in a position to hit Pearl Harbor. And then when the U.S. wanted to kind of liberate the Pacific, it couldn't go through the Central Pacific. It was too hardened. It had to go south and then come up from Guadalcanal through Tarawa, up through Macon, and then make its way across. So China is trying to accomplish through political warfare the same sort of emplacement across the Pacific that the U.S. had. They're doing it in the kind of way that the U.S. did. The Central Pacific is too hard for them now. They're working on it. So they're building up in the southern part and working up through places like Solomon Islands, where Guadalcanal is, through political warfare, getting in their emplacement as they're coming in closer and closer to being in a position to grab the heartland. And they're already undermining places like FSM and increasingly trying to destabilize the ones like Palau and Marshall Islands that recognize Taiwan and then get into those U.S. territories, which are the real prize. When the Americans liberated the Marianas from Japan, the Japanese knew it was over. If the Chinese can get the whole region, including the Marianas, it's going to be very difficult for the U.S. to operate and get across the Central Pacific to its own people, the Americans in Guam and CNMI, but also to the allies in Japan, Korea, Taiwan, Philippines.
FSM is the Federated States of Micronesia, otherwise known as Tinian and Saipan. But we're
actually, Tinian and Saipan are Commonwealth of Northern Marianas.
And we're concentrating on American territory now, so you're testifying to the American Congress. And what they need, and especially right now, is economic development, military. Guam is heavily armed. So what is it that they're seeking that would bolster their position?
They need economic development. And the PRC is actually trying to, I think, create economic vulnerabilities so that, as we're seeing in the Commonwealth of Northern Marianas, which is where Saipan and Tinian is where the North Fields, the U.S. military bases from World War II, where the B-29s took off from to hit Japan, those physical airfields are now being rehabilitated for use by the U.S. military, so their strategic importance is still evident. And what people locally have are trying to push in some cases is the thing that will save their economy is Chinese tourism. So currently, Chinese do not need a visa to go to the Commonwealth of Northern Marianas, even though it's part of the U.S. And some are even pushing, including their delegate to Congress, for a lifting of caps on direct flights from mainland China. So in her way of seeing things, the economic problems of Marianas will be solved if there are unlimited direct flights from mainland China for Chinese without a visa to come in and build up the tourism sector in Commonwealth of Northern Marianas. Now, we've seen this play out in Palau, where the Chinese push a bunch of Chinese tourists into the economy, build it up, and then threaten to pull them out in order to get concessions, in the case of Palau, on things like derecognizing Taiwan. So I think that they do have obviously very real economic problems. I made some suggestions in my testimony, but relying primarily on Chinese tourists to save you is exactly what the Chinese Communist Party wants you to do so they can have leverage over you.
I'm speaking to Cleo Pascal of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy. We've generally described the problem. When we come back, what is to be done, and we'll begin with Guam.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.